This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow, I'm not sure I needed the maximum drama open. That Roberto, you are aware this is not a Pittsburgh or Cleveland radio show, right? I mean, like, that was the end of the world that took place like last night in that game? Jesus, that sounds like some political open. Russia has launched nukes. Dun, 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 dun. Like, all right, take it easy, all right? Hi, everybody. Well, I guess I know where we're starting. I didn't even realize we were going to open with that, but okay, here we go. Here's where I'll start. I think a lot of people are, A, overcomplicating what took place last night, and B, they're also missing the point. So let's start with part one. I don't think there's a need to overcomplicate what Myles Garrett did by bringing other people into it, that somehow Mason Rudolph is a part of this as part of the crime. And what about the Pouncies? And what about Ogunjobi? Listen, Myles Garrett made a fool of himself. Myles Garrett cost himself a hell of a lot of money, and Myles Garrett is not going to be on the football field the rest of this year. It's just very simple. But then you get into another arena where some people begin to talk about, well, yeah, well, how come Kareem Hunt could shove a woman and get X, and this guy did this, and this guy, what about that? There's no need to even bring it there. This was an on-field action. That was among the most despicable things I've ever seen. I've watched football my whole life, never seen it. Only thing that would rise to it would be what? Albert Haynesworth stepping on Andre Giroud? Okay, maybe, but it's not close. The problem is what people are missing. What people are missing is that football game last night was disgusting. And I don't just mean for ineffective offense. I mean referees missing helmet-to-helmet kill shots in the middle of the field, but all too happy to call 18 straight penalties on the Steeler drive in the third quarter. I'm talking about Deontay Johnson, kill shot, bleeding out of his ear on national television. I'm talking about the Myles Garrett situation. This is where we are at with football in 2019, and as somebody who loves the sport, follows the sport helps pay my bills, I will tell you that game was hard to watch last night. That those injuries, those hits, that's no longer on a segment called You Got Jacked Up. The sport has a real issue on its hands. And it was capped off by Myles Garrett, who inexplicably was in the game. I don't know how Freddie Kitchens could justify it. Myles Garrett, who's been unhinged all year long, he was fined twice prior to this incident. He had two personal fouls in the Jet game alone, doing weird things with a backup quarterback. Myles Garrett also should undergo psychological testing. Because you're just not normal in the head. To rip off a man's helmet and then beat him with it is really, I mean, that's Donald Brashear incident. That's Stephen Moore incident. That's as bad as it gets to me. So there's really nothing to debate. I just think Myles Garrett should get 8 games total. I think he should have to clear a protocol. I think he should have to earn his way back into the league. Playing football is a privilege. It's not a right. And if I'm the NFL, I do not want Myles Garrett representing my game. And you can say whatever you want. You can bring up Ray Rice. You can do everything. We'll have those conversations. This is about something that took place live on TV on a nationally televised showcase game on a Thursday night. There weren't 8 other games going on. everyone in America saw the worst that football has to offer. So I don't think we need to overcomplicate it. There is no debate with Myles Garrett. I don't care if Myles Garrett plays again. Doesn't bother me. Do I think that's a little much to suspend a guy for life? Probably. Do I think missing an entire season, 16 games, the last six of this year, the first 10 of next year? I wouldn't frown upon that. But if you don't think football's got to make an example of Myles Garrett, I don't think you're paying attention. And if you're busy trying to justify what he did like Browns fans did all over social media last night, reading those articles, recapping social media, reading that, you know, Mason Rudolph did stuff too. Guys, you got to stop. You got to. But that game last night was gross. The hits, the concussions, the seemingly immediate CTE shots, Deontay Johnson bleeding out of his ear. Look, we're a long way away from Chuck Bednarik and Dick Butkus and Deacon Jones and clotheslines and head slaps. And guys, those days are long gone. They cannot have Myles Garrett and that type of stuff representing their game. I think Garrett will be gone for a long time. And I don't just think it's going to be to six games this year. I think it's going to extend into next year. I think they should absolutely fine the Cleveland Browns organization as the Browns. Look, call it what it is. They're a dirty football team. They're a dirty football team. The head coach has no control over that situation. Freddie Kitchens looks like a guy who, honestly, ought to be riding a lawnmower. I mean, it's a joke. Freddie Kitchens is a complete embarrassment to the profession. His team represents him. He represents his team, and they're both fool asses. And frankly, Myles Garrett, look, that's the best player the Browns have, probably top to bottom. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know you can have him representing you. That was unbelievable last night, totally and utterly. So I want to – look, I was pigeonholed into starting here because Roberto decided he was going to be Stephen King with that open. Like, where else was I going to go? You got to tell me if we're doing opens like that. I wasn't ready to start this topic. Well, I'm getting hijacked by my own show. This is unbelievable. And Sully sits there with a stupid look on his face. Did you know that that was the open?
I didn't hear it, but I knew that it was about Myles Garrett. Yeah.
Were you going to tell me we were starting with that before I got on the air?
Oh, so it's the story, one of the stories of the season this is going to be.
But I don't think it's that big of a story.
Well, you just said this is one of the worst
things
you've ever
seen. Right, and it's simple. He gone. He's already been suspended indefinitely. He's gone. What did the Browns play, six games, seven games, eight games, nine games? He's gone. And by the time we're all back next year, people will have forgotten. No, like, what else am I going to do? I'm not going to blame Mason Rudolph. I'm not going to blame Pouncey. I don't like the fact Pouncey got three games, but I know the NFL wanted nothing to do with the situation. This is what I mean. I don't know what anyone's talking about. Get up and first take and speak for your neighbor and the herd and every national show, 4 hours of coverage. What is there to say that I haven't said? This is the problem I have. Well, this is a major issue. Okay, start talking. Myles Garrett should be suspended for a full calendar year. Okay, and what else? What else?
Well, let me read you this text. But yet they don't ban fighting in hockey or when guys in baseball throw at other guys' heads to get back at people, but they're going to ban Garrett for life, potentially.
And they're not banning him for life. That's someone creating a straw man argument. No one's talked about a lifetime ban.
Other people asking, like, do you think that there was some sort of bounty thing with the Browns? Do you think they were headhunting last night?
I just think the Browns are dirty, and I've watched them all year. It's who they are. It's what they are. And Myles Garrett, go back and look at the tape. This guy's approaching five or six personal fouls on quarterbacks. He's unhinged. He's out of control. That's why I said Myles Garrett ought to undergo a psychological evaluation. I don't know if this dude's right in the head. But this is my whole point. Like, I laugh at people like Sully. Oh, yeah, it's such a big deal. Okay, cool. I've said what I need to say in 9 minutes. So go ahead. What am I missing? What's the story? Myles Garrett acted like a nutball. He's put his career in danger. He's suspended the rest of this season. The Browns won't make the playoffs. The league will attach more discipline to it. And by next September, none of you will care. None of you will care. You don't care about players beating women. You think you care about him hitting another player with his own helmet? I think you're all frauds. Nobody cares. So that's why I'm not going to sit here and make this into something it's not. He acted like a bleephole. He's going to pay dearly for it. And maybe the league fines the Browns. Doesn't matter what they do to Freddie Kitchens. He's going to get fired. So go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Big Story. What are we doing? What are we doing
well,
that you hijacked my show?
It's personal with me. You're attacking me for no reason.
Hijacked my show. You put an open in here that I did not sanction. Then you were so cocky that you go, well, it's guaranteed we're starting with this. It's going to be amazing. Tell me what I missed in this story that I should dedicate more time to.
No, what you just said.
Tell me more.
What you just said of fans acting outraged, people pissed off today. You got the TV shows talking about how this is like Mike Tyson. This is outrageous. This should never happen. What are NFL fans going to actually do about it, though?
Nothing.
Because I think that, and I'm not going to compare this to domestic violence, as you pointed out, but I ultimately think that people are still so in love and obsessed with football that something as egregious like this, that headline today, this is the most ugly thing the NFL has ever happened, it's not going to change anything because people are still just going to watch and love football.
So
this is more than just a jacked up type thing.
So what's the point? I'll let you try to sell me next. I want to hear it. Because I got to be honest, there's plenty of other things I'd rather talk about. Not that I was consulted about that before my own show. Thank you for that. Roberto, any other surprises I need to know about? Gee whiz. It's the best time of year to...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.